MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 27, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with a look at today's headlines. Beverly City Council approves ADUs. Gloucester Council on Aging closing for 3 days.
I'm Bill Newell, and later on in this podcast, we'll have a quick check on North Shore sports. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Sunny near 50 today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:39 a.m. and 11:19 p.m. The Beverly City Council has approved an ordinance that will allow accessory dwelling units. Paul Layton reports in the Salem News that the 9-0 vote will allow ADUs to be attached to a single-family home or in a separate building on the same lot. Non-family members would not be permitted to live in the units. Last week, the Beverly City Council heard from David Alden St. Pierre, the chairperson of the Beverly Open Space and Recreation Committee. He shared several opportunities for the community to support the committee's work.
So we started to try to have some trail work days, and we've hosted a couple of them. One was early in the season. We had a group of people that came out to Norwood Pond Trails in North Beverly and did a bunch of trail clearing and cleared back a bunch of invasive species and kind of opened up the trail in that manner. And then, I don't know if anyone remembers, I think it was last year, we put a new trail in out at Sally Milligan, and the trail got done, but we needed to put a bridge across this little area called Mackerel Brook. And so we had a trail building day then, so we had a bunch of people carry a bunch of lumber out to the woods and build a bridge out there to make, you know, access and crossing the Mackerel Brook nice and easy. So that was done. Then we've also often get Eagle Scouts to come to us with their projects, and an Eagle Scout named Ryan Whiting just finished a project out of J.C. Phillips where he put some really beautiful signs out there at a lot of the different trail intersections, and they're like these really nice CNC design signs. So they're really great if you ever get a chance to get out to J.C. Phillips and go for a walk. That'll be a better way of preventing you from getting lost.
The Open Space Committee is currently working on several projects.
Another project, we're working on some improving the trails back behind Norwood Pond, which extend behind North Shore Music Theater. And so we have approval for a big bridge that's going to have to be put across a section of Norwood Pond, and we're waiting for a tree to come down first. But once that's done, that'll connect the trails already behind Norwood Pond to some landlocked land that's behind North Shore Music Theater that no one's really been able to access. There's some beautiful trails out there. And then one of the other last things we'll be doing after that is we've been working on establishing sort of some official access for the trails out at Endicott College. You know, there's trails that have been back there and that people go on, but the access has never really been officially sort of stated. So we've been working on a memorandum of understanding with President DeSalvo, and once that's done, it'll sort of make all the access back there nice and official.
That's David Alden St. Pierre, chairperson of the Beverly Open Space and Recreation Committee, speaking before the Beverly City Council on BevCam. The Gloucester Senior Center will be closed today through Wednesday this week. The Gloucester Times is reporting that the closure is due to the installation of a new state-of-the-art rooftop heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system. Gloucester Times recently shared two coastal updates. Mass Audubon reports that more piping plovers nested in Massachusetts this year than at any point in the near four previous decades. Also in the Times, North Atlantic right whales are on the move with recent sightings in the Gulf of Maine. Several organizations are in agreement about a high level of whale activity off the coast. In MBTA news, there will be a Green Line shutdown starting today from North Station to Kenmore. The shutdown will continue into next week. In business news, there is a new hat store in Newburyport. The Daily News has a story today by Jim Sullivan announcing the grand opening of Cat Stevens Derby and Bridal Couture. The owner of the store, Cat Stevens, is no relation to the British singer, but she does say, "My hats are gorgeous and spectacular, and there is nobody who does what I do, and I believe my store is going to become a focal point and destination for people who come to Newburyport." The store is located at 1 Merrimack Street in Newburyport. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber. MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Patriots lost to the Giants yesterday, 10-7. The Pats fall to 2-9 on the season. Mac Jones started the game at quarterback, but was replaced at the half by Bailey Zappe. Coach Bill Belichick, will Zappe start in next week's game?
Yeah, we just finished the game, Dan.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick after the game, just after the game. The Celtics beat the Atlanta Hawks last night, 113-103. The Celtics will host the Bulls tomorrow night. Bruins return to action tonight at Columbus. In North Shore sports, three teams are preparing for high school football Super Bowls this week. They are St. John's Prep, Salem High, and Amesbury from the North Shore. Today is the first day of winter sports practices and tryouts for high school basketball and hockey. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.